son of Jair Bolsonaro, fascist leading Brazil's presidential polls, tweets fake poster linking LGBTs to pedophiles. The son of Jair Bolsonaro, the proto-fascist congressman leading Brazil's 2018 presidential polls, if Lula, as expected, is barred from running, used Twitter on Friday night to post a fabricated poster in order to claim that LGBT groups are now explicitly advocating pedophilia. Carlos Bolsonaro, pictured, above, a Rio de Janeiro city councilman with the Social Christian Party, PSC, is one of three Bolsonaro sons to hold elected office. The other two are in the federal Congress and the Rio State House. The poster he hyped is a longtime internet fake that has been repeatedly exposed as false by fact-checking sites. Designed explicitly to incite hatred for LGBTs by linking them to advocacy of pedophilia. In less than 24 hours, Bolsonaro's fake posting, to his close to 300,000 followers, has been repeatedly retweeted and liked. Not only has Bolsonaro refused to delete the tweets, but he has posted several subsequent tweets in an attempt to affirm his claim that gay men in particular are advocates of pedophilia and pedophiles. View image on Twitter. Carlos Bolsonaro. Black checkmark, at Carlos Bolsonaro. LGBTP, as Latrinas Val se revelando. Pita pedosexual que significa adulto que faz sexo com crianças. 4:59 p.m. July 13, 2018. 1,642. 1,487 people are talking about this. Twitter adds info and privacy. Bolsonaro's tweet caption reads, LGBTP, the letters are revealed. Pedosexual P meaning adult who has sex with children. That the material posted by Bolsonaro is fictitious is beyond dispute. The purported poster, claiming that LGBTs are now adding P to their signs and groups in order to explicitly advocate for pedophiles, is on old internet fraud that US-based fact-checking sites such as the well-regarded Snopes have debunked at great length. Earlier this year, Snopes examined the origins of the precise material posted by Bolsonaro and gave its worst rating, false. This is not a genuine flyer from an LGBT group, nor has any LGBT group condoned pedophilia, let alone announced that a P would be added to the acronym in order to show support for pedophiles, Snopes concluded. As Snopes investigators determined, the fake poster was first created by alt-right users on the site 4chan, notorious for such internet frauds. Snopes located the original thread in which 4chan users discussed how to make the fake materials look as real as possible to deceive people into believing that LGBT groups were incorporating advocacy of pedophilia into their identity and agenda. A separate January 2017 forum discussion from 4chan was initiated by an anti-gay activist who explicitly said he would like to propose a PSYOP, a misinformation campaign, centered around generating disgust for the burgeoning pedophile acceptance movement. This op, as you can probably deduce, will introduce fracture points in the LGBT movement by adding a P for pedophilia to their title. That discussion, on how to spread the fraud posted by Bolsonaro, is still posted at 4chan. It refers to gay men as faggots and the benefits of linking them to vermin, and discusses the benefits of convincing the public to see them as child molesters. Bolsonaro's fictitious posting came from the Instagram account entitled Opinião Conservadora, conservative opinion, which has more than 45,000 followers and describes itself as a Catholic who defends the church and a conservative who defends values. That page posted the fake LGBTP poster on Friday, along with this line, and the letters from hell are growing. Bolsonaro then copied it and posted it to his 286,000 Twitter followers. Numerous Twitter users, in responding to Bolsonaro, posted the Snopes debunking article and also indicated that they have reported the city councilman's false tweet to Twitter. Posting a fake pamphlet explicitly designed to incite hatred for LGBTs is without question a violation of Twitter's rules. Hateful conduct, you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Hateful conduct includes behavior that incites fear about a protected group. Twitter has thus far not only not suspended Bolsonaro's account but has allowed the fake posting to remain. In the meantime, Bolsonaro, responding to objections that he posted fictitious material, added more claims asserting the false and disproven link between gay men and pedophilia, including one from his dad asserting the same link, and another with photographs purporting to be of gay men holding signs advocating for pedophilia. Overt hatred for LGBTs has become a central prong of the increasingly powerful Bolsonaro family and the retrograde wing of Brazil's evangelical political movement. That wing by no means represents all evangelicals, many of whom are progressives or otherwise opposed to the Bolsonaros. The openly gay actress Ellen Page confronted Bolsonaro in a 2016 interview for her Viceland show about his long series of overtly anti-LGBT remarks. Late last year, Jair Bolsonaro used a butchered English translation of a common Portuguese phrase for faggot in a tweet to me after I criticized his ideology as fascist. Jair Bolsonaro. Black checkmark, at Jair Bolsonaro. Do you burn the donut? I don't care. Be happy. Hugs for you. Glenn Greenwald. Black checkmark, at Greenwald. Replying to @Gerson775 at Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro is a fascist cretin for reasons having nothing to do with Maia's praise. This reflects poorly on Maia, not Bolsonaro. 7:59 a.m., September 4, 2017. 7,164. 3,366 people are talking about this. Twitter adds info and privacy. In an interview with The Intercept about a 2014 controversy in which he told a fellow congresswoman, a socialist, that she did not deserve his rape, meaning she was too ugly to merit getting raped by him, Bolsonaro defended his opposition to adoptions by same-sex couples this way: "If you want a baby so badly, why don't you go and rent a woman's belly?" He added, "Don't worry, soon homosexuals will be able to have a uterus implanted in them and then you can have a baby." This week, in a debate over whether to impeach the right-wing evangelical mayor of Rio for corruption, a Bolsonaro ally in the Rio City Council, the right-wing evangelical pastor Tony de Paula, repeatedly used a flamboyant, mocking gay dance toward my husband David Miranda, the first openly gay city councilman ever elected in the city's history and, with Marielle Franco's assassination, the only LGBT member in the chamber, as well pro-impeachment LGBT citizens attending the debate. Glenn Greenwald. Black checkmark, at Greenwald. Middle.9th of July. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro, elected in 2016, is an evangelical pastor. He promised not to mix religion with politics. Last week, he got caught secretly promising pastors priority for cataract surgery and other procedures. Impeachment petition was just filed. Glenn Greenwald. Black checkmark, at Greenwald. I'd like to show you something about the Brazilian right, and how shockingly bigoted and pitifully adolescent they are. During today's debate over whether to impeach the right-wing mayor of Rio, one of the evangelical city councilmen mocked at David Miranda Rio with a gay dance, pic.twitter.com/vm0simskit. 1 p.m., July 12, 2018. 164. 106 people are talking about this. Twitter adds info and privacy. Glenn Greenwald. Black checkmark, at Greenwald. Middle.13th of July. Replying to @Greenwald. A day later, I still can't believe an elected official in Brazil, evangelical pastor at a Tony Verreterge, did this to at David Mirandario, the first openly LGBT member of Rio City Council in 450 years. No matter ideology, how do you tolerate this? How does this not humiliate the right? pic.twitter.com/3fv5mathrista. Glenn Greenwald. Black checkmark, at Greenwald. A bit more video of the evangelical humanitarianism and dignified eloquence on display yesterday from pastor at a Tony Verreterge, as he engaged in debate with a David Mirandario and LGBT citizens over the question of whether to impeach the right-wing Rio mayor for corruption. pic.twitter.com/o1ixb3f5kf. 5:59 a.m., July 13, 2018. 183. 123 people are talking about this. Twitter adds info and privacy. But this latest Twitter episode goes far beyond overt homophobia. Bolsonaro, an elected official, is using Twitter and, indirectly, Instagram, to disseminate to hundreds of thousands if not millions of people a proven fraud that has no purpose other than to incite hatred against LGBTs, in a country where anti-LGBT violence is virtually an epidemic, and being stoked every day by this growing proto-fascist movement. With the assassination of Marielle Franco, a black, feminist, LGBT activist and Rio City Council member, still unsolved more than 4 months after her life was taken, the fuel being deliberately poured on this fire is dangerous beyond what words can describe. That fake material is needed to fuel it demonstrates just how discredited and primitive it is. But that does not make it any less dangerous. Regardless of what one thinks of Twitter's rules, it's hard to understand what the point is of Twitter promulgating rules if it allows its most powerful users to so flagrantly violate them.